Dearly beloved, we are gathered in the presence of God and these witnesses, these guests, and this congregation of the righteous, that this groom, Adam, and this bride, Jessica, may be united in holy marriage. What you have hereby attended and heretofore witnessed is a dress rehearsal, with actors in each position, a dress rehearsal of a soon coming day, in which Christ Jesus, the Savior of the world, will eternally be joined with his body, his flesh and bones, his bride, those purchased with the dowry of his blood. This day in which we live has one focus, one pinpointed attention, one laser focus of the Almighty. The book of Ephesians says that the Holy Spirit, the great wedding coordinator, is preparing the people of God to be presented to Christ as a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such blemish. And we're told by Jude that the day is coming, and we are now being kept from falling by the great God of heaven so that we can be presented faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. And I see before me exceeding joy in the faces of Adam and Jessica. This is a forecast and a foretaste of that glad day soon coming in which God's people, Christ's bride, will be presented forever to God the Father in all his glory. Jesus referred to his coming as the wedding procession in Matthew 25 when he said, "And at midnight there was a cry made, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him.' The bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Today, some of our wedding guests would be found ill-prepared if the Lord Jesus came and took his bride away. A procession that was greatly anticipated by his bride as she readies herself, knowing that the time will soon come that her husband, who has finished completing his home at the Father's house, has received blessing from the Father to come and gather his children to himself. To guests unprepared, I can give no greater warning than Jesus himself gave. Watch, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Along these lines, Matthew's gospel has the happiest line in Scripture, in my opinion. The wedding was furnished with guests. And you, the congregation, the guests, have graced the Green family and the Burkholz family with your presence. And it seems like if the body of Christ would give more attention to these glad times, there would be an overwhelming sense of accountability, both happiness and sobriety. Being assured that your love and your choice of each other as lifelong companions are in keeping with God's will and the blessing of your families, I now ask, who gives this woman to be married to this man? Please be seated. Adam, are you ready to enter into this marriage with Jessica, believing the love you share and your faith in God's keeping will endure all things? Jessica, are you ready to enter into this marriage with Adam, believing the love you share and your faith in God's keeping will endure all things? Adam and Jessica. In Scripture, Jesus is often referred to as the groom. He is the one who suffered and bled and died for his bride. Unselfishly, unreservedly, uninhibitedly, giving the last full measure of his life's blood for the hand of his bride. He willingly took the beating, the mocking, the railing and the nailing, the scorning and the thorns for our justification, our sanctification, our glorification. It's to this groom we say, "Adam, you are most observed today, for you have the admirable and exalted role of both gaining a bride and giving your life while you yet live, both while breathing and, if need be, in death. For willful display of love, adoration, and sacrifice, in tenderness and warmth to your bride." The Scriptures describe the church as the bride. In fact, there are many pictures of the union between Christ and his people, a vine and branches, sheep and the shepherd, foundation and building, body and head. But this union, marriage, is a picture of the intimacy of Christ and his special people who believe in his sacrifice and are therefore assured of their redemption. All can enter by faith in this sacrifice, All are invited, but only those in whom Christ dwells by faith are a part. And they're a part of this most contented people called out ones. A day is coming when those who have been plucked out of destruction, out of turmoil, out of danger, out of hell, will look pure, spotless, holy, chaste, virtuous, just as you look today. Jessica, to you we say that as the bride of Christ adores him, serves him, admires him, loves him, so you are today his greatest example of how God's people love, adore, exhaust themselves for the one who loved them and washed them from their sins in his own blood. In our scriptures, Matthew chapter 26, Jesus referred to the sign of the marriage agreement between families when he said, "This blood is the new testament of my blood for the remission, for the testament of sins, for the remission of sins." Here Christ said the price he would pay for this marriage arrangement between he and his bride was his very own blood. Again, Adam, you pledge your allegiance, your loyalty, your respect, your honor, and your lifelong commitment directly to Jessica, but you do so to the honor of her family, for it is the husband who's commanded to leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. Scripture also speaks of the father of the bride. Paul says, "I have espoused you as a chaste virgin, and I am jealous of your chastity." Jessica, your father, this must be a joyful and difficult day for he and your mother. The hours he has spent with your dear mother praying for your virtue while awaiting your future husband, raising you to be a godly helper while anticipating the day when you would officially transfer care to another man. In this day, my brother Bob is a notable pastor of sorts. He's a daddy who cared, protected, and provided in a way that only a father dare do. In giving his dear daughter to this brother in Christ, your father has actually entrusted part of his life to my brother Adam. So, before we get into the vows, I want to remind you that while you are both accepted before God in the person of Jesus, there will be times when you feel beside yourself. Look into each other's eyes, please. The other person that you are looking at is a child of God, and they will at all times be a child of God, but will at times act as though they are simply sons of Adam and Eve. To Jessica, in Adam's best day, he will be a sinner. But be encouraged, he is a sinner indwelt by God, and God will, with your patient help, restore Adam to himself in every word, action, and thought. Adam, you see Jessica in her best day. She's a sinner, but be encouraged. She is a sinner indwelt by God's Holy Spirit. And with your patient, nurturing leadership, he will restore her to himself in every word, action, and thought. So to both of you, I say, the other is priceless, but you are needed to help them feel precious. To both of you, I say, when there are faults to find, always suspect yourself first. To both of you, I say, when you don't see what you like, be patient, because God is far more interested in your spouse's sanctification than you are. Adam, do you take Jessica to be your wedded wife, to live together after God's ordinance in holy marriage? Do you promise to love, honor, and cherish her in joy and sorrow, in sickness and health, being a good and faithful husband as long as you both shall live? Jessica, do you take Adam to be your wedded husband, to live together after God's ordinance in holy marriage? Do you promise to love, honor, and cherish him in joy and sorrow, in sickness and health, being a good and faithful wife as long as you both shall live? Adam, repeat after me, but speak to Jessica. I, Adam, take thee, Jessica.
I, Adam, take thee, Jessica.
To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health,
to love and to cherish,
love and cherish.
till death do us part. Jessica, repeat after me, but speak to Adam. I, Jessica, take thee, Adam, to be my wedded husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, till death do us part. You have the ring for the bride. Adam, repeat after me, speaking to Jessica, placing the ring upon her finger. Jessica, I give you this ring as a pledge of my love.
Jessica, I give you this ring as a pledge.
An undying faithfulness.
An undying faithfulness.
I promise you my love,
my
friendship, and my support until death. Who has the ring for the groom? Very well. Jessica, repeat after me, speaking to Adam, placing the ring upon his finger. Adam, I give you this ring as a pledge of my love and undying faithfulness. I promise you my love, my friendship, and support until death. In honor of Jessica's Hawaiian heritage to the glory of God, now is the time when the kahuna, that's me, takes the mele and binds the hands of the bride and groom together as a symbol of their commitment to each other and their union as one flesh. Ke akua ho mai kai oi. Ke akua. O mai kai oi. Ke akua. O mai kai oi. Now Jessica will present the lei to Adam as a symbol of her love and respect. Let us pray. Master, thank you that marriage is your idea. Thank you for taking two wonderfully saved people to join a saved home. I pray that you would bless them, their love, their commitment, this day. I pray that it would be a continuation of their commitment and the beginning of an God-honoring, Christ-exalting, gospel-centered marriage. We know this is possible because of the blood of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the bond of the believers in the church. We expect, dear God, that you are interested, that you will be glorified, and we are encouraged by what you will do in this marriage. I ask this in the name of the blessed Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. Adam and Jessica, you have declared your commitment to each other before your family and God until death parts you or until the Lord returns for you. Therefore, it gives me the greatest pleasure to announce you husband and wife. Adam, you may kiss your bride. Please stand. Please stand. It is with greatest pleasure I introduce you for the first time as husband and wife, Mr. and Mrs. Adam Green. I ask you to remain in place. The groomsmen will come by and release you, dismiss you, a row at a time, and I ask you to go by and see the wedding party and the new groom and bride.